USA News, I'm Tim Berg. Police discrimination in cities across the country continues to be a hot topic among the Department of Justice. Attorney General Merrick Garland saying police in Louisville discriminate against black people.
Louisville Metro and LMPD engaged in a pattern or practice of conduct that violates the First and Fourth Amendments of the Constitution.
The Fed Reserve Chairman is once again in the hot seat on Capitol Hill.
Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell has said it before and is saying it again before a House committee.
High inflation is causing significant hardship, and we're strongly committed to returning inflation to our 2% goal.
Which he says will mean possible aggressive interest rate hikes in the future, but he would not say exactly how much the next interest rate hike may be. I'm Richard Johnson.
Gas prices are continuing their climb once again. Gas prices up 3 cents from Tuesday. Pushing them higher more quickly this past week was a brief spike in crude oil prices.
Combined with the fact that states are starting to switch over to the summer blend for gas, and then there's also an increase in demand, again, around spring break, and it's just a normal trend for the season. Those things all combined result in these slightly higher gas prices.
AAA's Meredith Mitz also saying the national average price for regular is $3.44 a gallon. South Carolina Republican Senator Lindsey Graham is telling reporters that he is introducing legislation to designate Mexican drug cartels as foreign terrorist organizations. He says this is necessary to put an end to the fentanyl overdose crisis.
The narco terrorist lives in mansions out in the open, buying fancy cars. We know where you live, and we know how you make your money. So my goal is to make sure you don't sleep well at night.
No word if Democrats are on board with the bill. This is USA News.
Non-attorney spokesperson and sponsored by Openjar Concepts. Attention veterans and active duty military. If you were issued earplugs between 2002 and 2016 and were diagnosed with hearing loss or ringing in the ears, you may be entitled to compensation. The manufacturer of these military earplugs recently paid $9.1 million to resolve claims that their earplugs were defective, potentially exposing service members to damaging sound levels that could have resulted in hearing loss or tinnitus. If you or a loved one were issued earplugs and were diagnosed with tinnitus or hearing loss, don't wait. You fought for this country, and our attorneys want to fight for you. Call 800-958-2145 now for a free legal consultation and to see if you may be eligible to file a claim. Time restrictions may apply, and you pay nothing unless there's a recovery in your favor. So call 800-958-2145 now. Again, 800-958-2145. That's 800-958-2145.
The 2021 military withdrawal from Afghanistan is examined in a House Foreign Affairs Committee hearing today. Allied Airlift 21 Executive Chairman Francis Hong testifies that the withdrawal was rushed and chaotic.
A number of Afghan allies have come to the United States, but over 80% of the Afghans who stood by us at great risk to themselves and their families remained left behind.
A Republican governor who flipped a traditionally blue state to red is now considering a possible run for president in 2024.
There's chatter growing around the possibility of Virginia Governor Glenn Youngkin launching a 2024 presidential bid as he seeks to bolster his national profile. Youngkin has inserted himself into the national spotlight in recent weeks as other potential GOP contenders, including fellow Governor Ron DeSantis of Florida, journey outside of their states to test the presidential waters. Last week, Youngkin made an appearance on CNBC's morning show Squawk Box and will participate in a live town hall on CNN on education, a hot-button issue for the GOP primary base. The governor also met with donors in New York last week. I'm Skip Kelly.
The nominations for this year's CMT Awards are out. Leading the pack is Lainey Wilson with 4 nominations in total. The show takes place on April 2nd from Austin, Texas. And if you're looking to strike it rich in the lottery, tonight's Powerball jackpot set for $31 million. I'm Tim Berg, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.